This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So delightful, and since we've no place to go,
the weather outside is frightful. It's cold. Yeah, well, relatively speaking, it's warmer than it was yesterday morning where I was at this time, but it's still cold. I had to put a jacket on, Jennifer, to get to the studio. It's 7 after the hour, and this is our Christmas program. It's Friday, December the 22nd, because we will not be in real terms on the air for the first time. I told the story yesterday, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the DJV program. The sort of setting in of reality for me, this is the first Christmas for probably most of my broadcast career. Anytime Christmas was on Monday through Friday, I was always on the air. I volunteered the first time when I was about 20, when there had to be somebody on the air live at the radio station on Christmas. I said, oh, yeah. And so I've been on the air every Christmas since. And because we've all kind of matured, I don't know if that's the right word, but everybody wants to do something else on Christmas. I said, yeah, okay, let's do that. So we put together a compilation of a lot of things that I do in other circumstances. Kara will explain kind of what she's done during the course of the morning. But first things first, Jennifer is back after having, what, four or five days of sounding like this. And so let's hear how Jennifer sounds.
I'm trying to sound better. Look at us. See, I've been doing a little coughing and a little drinking of hot tea. And look at this is better today.
Yes.
Monday, I think I mentioned to you guys on Monday, I thought, gosh, I've got kind of a scratchy throat. And then Monday afternoon, whammo, I was freezing. I had the chills. My mom had to drive me home from work. I was really cold and sick and had a really high temperature. And the last 3 days, I've just been battling this flu. Lots of water, lots of Tylenol to bring my fever down and vitamins. And I feel better today, I think. So, I'm hoping for the best.
Yes, you sound fine. All right. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen.
With compassion.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, you sound fine. No, you're fine.
Right. Sit over there in the corner. Fine.
I'm not going to if I overcook it, then that puts her mind into a place where she's, oh, maybe I'm not that good. But it's all in your mind. Mind, body, spirit. Remember that? So your mind controls what's going on in
your body.
Some of
it was in my phlegm.
Fevers aren't typically in your mind, but, you know.
But what puts you in a position to be weaker sometimes is what's in your mind. Meanwhile, Victoria's watching what's trending, so let's get an overview of some of the things that are going on around us, inside, outside, upside, downside. What do we have?
Well, we've got some sad news in the sports world. Legendary voice of many, many sports, Dick Enberg, has died at the age of 82, and the cause of death has not been disclosed yet. But, of course, you'll know him from he did college basketball and MLB, NFL, tennis, the Olympics. His career started in the 50s, and his voice is just a voice that everybody knows. And so the sports world is certainly mourning the loss of Dick Enberg today. That's the number one trending item right now.
He was one of the last people to do broadcasts that had what I don't know if it's authoritative, whatever it is in his attitudes, not necessarily the voice, but it's the authority of knowledge. You know what I mean?
Knowledgeable. Very, very. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. And then some other trending news that's also not great. There's an expose on the guy who was running Miss America, and a lot of his emails have been leaked out. And did you see this, Jen? It will make your stomach turn.
No, but when you say Miss USA and emails, I can already imagine what's going to happen.
Miss America. I'm sorry, not Miss USA. Miss America, which is, you know, I never get the two of them mixed up all the time. I'm not a pageant girl. But these letters are just horrific. The way he referred to women, the pageant people, it just lots of slut shaming and name calling and horrific things that we cannot say on the air. And all of this now has come to light. And this guy was making a lot of money basically just treating women horribly behind the scenes at Miss America. So it'll be interesting to see where this one goes. I'm sure he's the next one who's going to lose his job, which he should, because this is actual proof. It's his own emails.
What is it that makes people such pigs?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, the one thing that will make you happy about this situation is that, you know, we talk about Dick Clark sometimes, especially with New Year's coming up, and his company found out about these emails a few months ago, and they basically went to Miss America and said, you need to stop or you need to make immediate changes, and the board didn't do anything, and so they immediately severed ties with the company, which makes them look good, at least. If anyone is a winner in this situation, it's Dick Clark Productions.
Yeah.
But
he was pretty strong philosophy as far as women and advancing in the company, that sort of thing. He's very progressive.
It just makes me so sad that you have a company, an organization that is supposed to be empowering and representing women, and behind the scenes, they don't speak well of them.
And calling the contestants fat, and it just... horrific things that all this BS, quote unquote, locker room talk, kind of the society that apparently is being unearthed now. It's just disgusting. Like, what year is it?
Exactly. Where are people? What is there? And there's some of this sort of thing that goes on in so many pockets of this country. It isn't north. It isn't south. It isn't east. It isn't west. It's not necessarily a big city versus a small rural community. It's just everywhere.
And unfortunately, like Kara said, there are some women who are complicit in this too, and there's some women who kind of laugh at it and think, oh, that's kind of funny, haha. And they have some emails back and forth where women are just being insulted, and they're enabling this guy's bad behavior. And the women who just sort of look the other way and go, oh well, whatever, that's just boys will be boys. That's setting women back so far. So this is just a huge problem in this country now. It's on both sides.
Well, there's
our news department has checked in, guys, and not to interrupt the sexual harassment talk, but our news department said Dick Enberg died of a heart attack.
Okay.
FYI.
Got it. So back to the
he stays
harassment.
Up here at the news department.
And thank you. The official DJV news department.
Fact checker. Fake news department.
we have a whole committee of fake news people here, don't we? I thought we had that.
Yeah.
We had that.
Yeah. We spare no expense.
None. Senate committee intending to disclose what could be a very large cache of information about how taxpayer money has gone toward sexual harassment settlements. There was an announcement made, I think, about a week ago, after we and many others talked a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, about how much taxpayer money had been used to settle suits against congressmen and senators, other government officials and bureaucrats. I think the number was $100 million, $130 million, something like that.
Well, I think the number is not quite that high. The number that I've seen is like $17, $18 million. But the fact that they haven't disclosed this information to voters in the past is absolutely ridiculous. So I think there's going to be, according to all the rumors I'm hearing, after January 1st, it's supposed to be like a mudslide of information on who's been paid out, which senators are in, which senators are out, which Congress people have had to pay out.
And we will finally clean out the place.
Look, not every payout. Sometimes people pay people out to make the story go away. But if they're using our money, we should be aware of it.
So this started with Senator Tim Kaine, the guy that ran for vice president with Hillary. His office got on to this, asking for a release of records which detail the scope of sexual harassment complaints that's been filed against them over the last few years. In a letter to the head of the office, Kaine asked for a release of records that details the scope of sexual harassment complaints, including the number of harassment claims filed over the past 10 years. And this is just in the Senate. Number of claims that ended up in some form of resolution, and then the money that was paid from the fund set up with taxpayer dollars to quiet these people down. The committee that is going to go over that is chaired by Richard Selby of Alabama. They'll release the records, apparently, next week. So,
well, the interesting thing, too, this guy Shelby from Alabama, he's in hot water now, too, because he's been sitting on these records. When Tim Kaine's office, when he did the research and he went back to the office that originally had this information, they said, oh, well, we already sent that on to be released. And this guy Shelby is the one who's been sitting on it. So you have to wonder, okay, who's he protecting? Is it his friends? Is it himself? Is it his? You never know. And so he's gotten a lot of heat so far now as being the one not disclosing. So now he's kind of forced into the spotlight. So it's one of these things where, like you said, Doug, maybe this will be a big cleansing. Hopefully,
yep. Let's get rid of a bunch of those bums that are there. Let's clean them out.
But all of us, I think, agree, left and right, doesn't matter where you stand.
No.
You, as a taxpayer, you should know where your taxpayer money is going. And to something like this, which is basically like a slush fund.
It shouldn't be going for this, period.
Right. Right. They should be handling this themselves. If it's a private matter, if it's something that involves them being in hot water, they should handle it. And so many times they're using campaign funding to handle it. Now we find out there's these congressional slush funds to do it. We should at least know. I don't even care if they stepped down. I mean, you have to hear what these accounts are before you just say that everybody needs to go, but at least give us the information so that we know how to vote next time.
Exactly.
Nah, I think everybody needs to go.
No, but Jen's right. There could be some sort of a situation. I would want to know. I wouldn't want to just, because if someone's name is on the list, I wouldn't just want to make a blanket accusation.
I'm not saying that they ought to go for that reason. They just all ought to go, and we ought to start fresh.
Start over.
For whatever the reason it is that we're cleaning people out. There's a fight for Charles Manson's body, believe it or not. We'll talk about that in a moment here. 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
Give a gift he can brag about. Man Crate's whiskey appreciation crate comes with a personal decanter and luxury eats.
Want to get that gamer on your list?
Game on. Staples has a must-have gaming chair perfect for intense gaming sessions. Tilt tension and adjustable arms and height. Tis the season to start making New Year's resolutions. How about learning a new skill with the gift of the Harley-Davidson Riding Academy? Send those on your list from the couch to the motorcycle license in just a few days.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So it's... I'm trying to figure this out. There are five people who are fighting over the remains of Charles Manson. Five people who want him. People who are in his family, people who wanted to be close to him but weren't. There are people from California, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Florida who have come forward claiming the rights to have his remains. What in the way? And this is not all women, by the way. There are some men involved in this. Why in the name of heaven would anybody want the remains? What would you do with...
Are they
exactly
claiming
right.
to be...
Start
yeah.
a fire with it?
And are they claiming to be relatives or just random strangers across the country?
No, there are friends. His grandson is involved. A pen pal is involved. A lawyer that represents somebody that nobody knows. That he's the one who started the lawsuit. So this is, and it's here in Los Angeles. It's a Los Angeles County matter. Where was he in jail, though? Anybody remember?
He was in California. I do. He was in Central California, I think, like around Bakersfield area.
Great. All right, so yeah. Merry Christmas to Charles Manson. 21 after the hour. I don't want him.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
And just a combination here. Bert Bacharach, who has been around since the 60s, creating fabulous popular music, and Elvis Costello, two of them are teaming up for a musical that will benefit victims of the training track fire in San Luis Rey. Is that where? Which part of I'm not sure I know where that is, Jennifer. San Luis Rey.
I don't know where that is either. What was the name of the fire? The track fire?
Well, it's a track. There were 50 horses that were killed there during the fire.
I think they race at Del Mar.
Do that.
So I think it might be near there, yeah.
Yeah, it might be the San Diego. It was probably part of the Lilac Fire that was happening in that area. That was the same. It broke out a couple of days after the fire that threatened my house broke out. That was one of the four majors.
You know, driving here to the studio this morning, coming down the 405 right where the fire
looks like the moon, doesn't it?
Well, I couldn't tell because it's dark, but I could smell it still.
Yeah. Well, especially because the winds have whipped up again, and yesterday I was really smelling the ash, even inside my house.
Yeah, right. So, more on this musical benefit for the horses. The event's on the 17th of next month at the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach, which is a mile from the racetrack. There it is. Yeah, right. The host is Bo Derrick, who is a member of the California Horse Racing Board. She and Angelica Houston will preside over the auction that's going to take place before the actual show. Bacharach and Costello teamed up once more on the Grammy-winning album Painted from Memory back in 98. Bacharach, big horse person, said, horses and horse racing have given me nothing but pleasure for the past half century. The horrible circumstances around the fire cry out for aid in so many ways. This is my way of giving back to the horse community. So the tickets are on sale now, $250 to our 1,000. Includes an after-show reception with Backrack, a horse owner, and racing fan. The sales began Wednesday, and all the money raised will be split between the California Thoroughbred Horsemen's Foundation and the California Retirement Management Account. Money going toward caring for horses and trainers and grooms and stable workers who were displaced by the fire that took place December the 7th. So that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Kind of in the spirit of the season, in a manner of speaking, and the giving that is so much a part of Americana, really. Next up, musically speaking, Britney Spears is going to bring her Las Vegas residency to an end on December 31st by being a part of New Year's Rockin' Eve. That's the Ryan Seacrest thing on ABC. She's going to perform from her stage in the Axis at Planet Hollywood, part of the broadcast, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And it goes for hours. It always seems like that thing goes on and on and on and on and on. Yeah. I'm not a fan of these shows. I never have been. Anyway, but I like Britney Spears. Well, no, I just think
I always have it on in the background
over,
if I'm home.
It's excessive, and it's a lot of no-name entertainment until you get closer to midnight.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway, you know, no-name, kind of like Nick Jonas and Sugarland. Yeah. Yeah, Britney's fabulous. I like her a lot.
Yeah, and this will be her last performance at the Access. She'll be able to celebrate it with Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, she will.
And very you, good. If you put your TV on.
Nope, I'm not putting my TV on.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'll be in bed with a book. I don't have to be on the air, though, the next day, so maybe I'll stay up. Maybe I'll be like a big boy and actually stay up.
Ooh, where will you be for New Year's Eve?
I'll be on the farm, actually.
Right.
28 past the hour.
Made up story. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever disagreed or argued with a loved one, went off to work or somewhere else, had no interactions with your loved one for the rest of that day, and then when you did see your loved one again at the end of the day or whenever, you were more mad or angry than you were during the argument? If you've experienced this, it's called seething rage, and it occurs when we allow our minds to go spinning down a negative spiral in our heads, even though no new information has occurred. When that happens, you can be sure that your anger is due to a made-up story that you created in your mind throughout the day. And once you have that awareness, it will be time to ask yourself if the stories you are making up are serving you well or not. For more on the impact of your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. As a multiple myeloma patient, I have strong views on healthcare reform. This includes the belief that a demanding patient is good for the healthcare system. Improvement in healthcare is best accomplished through investment in innovation, not by cost cutting. Patients like me are demanding innovation because our lives are at stake. Our demand is we have access to and choice in treatments without third parties, public or private, placing unnecessary obstacles in our path. We'll push back against restrictive insurance rules and formularies, obscene copay requirements, and time-consuming data entry requirements that waste doctors' time. We'll work with doctors to focus attention on cures, not dollars. The demanding patient will create a better healthcare system for everyone, because we are all patients eventually.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family.
Get out them fiddles and let's do some fiddling. It's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year time, 34 after the hour. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And I don't think I'm sticking my neck out too far here to put in the name of all of us the best wishes out there for a fabulous weekend, a good week next week, and a better new year next year than you had this year. There's always that wish, that hope, that chance, the opportunity that presents itself as we give ourselves the fresh, the new start that the new year brings. It's kind of cool. Neat, neat, neat. So let's do some food news. Let's start with Papa John's, and we'll go to Chipotle, the fellow who ran, or I guess past tense now, right? I was going to say the fellow who runs Papa John's.
He runned it.
He runned it. He did the do-run. He's out. Gonzo, 1st of January, somebody named Steve Ritchie will replace Mr. What's his first name? Shatner is his last name.
Schnatter.
Schnatter, is that it?
John Schnatter.
Schnatter. What a name. Why didn't he change his name?
Was he one of the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah. That's the thing. Not in relation to Shatner. That's, when I look at a name that looks kind of like that, I think Shatner. All right, so what's this guy's problem? He has heavily advertised on the NFL games. He says the sales are off in his stores because people don't like the NFL and they're reacting, and I think you can probably make a case for that. But is there something else? So he's taken some shots at the NFL, and the NFL doesn't like it, or somebody doesn't like it. But this guy founded the company, so why can't he say what he wants without being driven out of town?
Well, Karen, we were just talking about this behind the scenes here. I don't, being on the left here, and so is Kara, I don't know anybody who's protesting Papa John's. So this sounds like maybe either he's just ready to retire or something else is going on. Maybe there's something that hasn't been uncovered yet about him and they're getting ahead of it. But this is just, he made those comments about the NFL and leadership starts at the top and all this other stuff. That was at least a month and a half.
Yeah, that's a couple of months ago. So what's wrong with that?
Right, there's nothing wrong with that. I just don't understand why he is stepping down. It just feels like there has to be more to the story that we're not aware of yet.
And well, everybody's reporting, it seems to be trying to tie it to his comments that he made about the NFL. But they're saying he's going to change seats. He's going to leave January 1st. They didn't give a reason for the change in leadership. So I think it's the media's attempt to try to link the two stories.
Yeah.
They did say that the shakeup comes after a string of public relations debacles and slumping sales. So maybe they just need to shake things up a little bit, and they're looking for new leadership.
All right. Let's do a poll around the table. Jennifer, you ever buy pizza at Papa John's?
Not very much, no.
No. All right. Victoria, you go to Papa John's for pizza?
Hardly ever. I would probably say maybe a dozen times. There's one that's not far from my apartment.
Mm-hmm. Kara, Papa John's pizza?
I prefer Domino's, and I know Victoria will give me credit.
Domino's?
But, really?
I actually do. Yeah. Domino's is a gluten-free crust that's pretty good, I do prefer Papa John's. It is better pizza.
Everyone,
are there any local pizza joints around where any of you are?
Yeah, well, I go to those occasionally, but they generally don't deliver, so if I don't feel like leaving my apartment and I want pizza, then...
Yeah.
I get
that. And I think the only reason that maybe I've ever ordered Papa John's is at our little local pizza place a couple blocks away, which is great. They close early, and so I think that's the only reason we did Papa John's. But, yeah, it's good pizza. I don't really know if you... It's weird that if he's blaming the NFL and the slump in the ratings for the NFL is tied to the slump in sales, that's a very weird argument because Domino's stock and sales are way up. So I think Jen's right. Maybe this is just... They just want a leadership change and do a refresh for 2018.
And this is the time of year. A lot of time this is when this kind of stuff happens.
Yeah.
Changing of the guard.
Merry Christmas, you're out.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of people on radio are getting the pink slips this week. I know that. So let's go back a little bit to the Papa John's phenom or Domino's, whatever these companies are doing. Do you realize that these companies start... I have a good friend and have had for a number of years who started a regional pizza chain in Massachusetts called Papa Gino's. And it was never related to Papa John's. It just happened that this fellow named it after his father and his brother, who were both named Gino. That's where the name came from. And so in thinking
about...
That's
not about, that amazing pizza place in Hull, is it?
It was.
I've been there.
They still do have a...
And it's like an old school kind of pizza restaurant inside?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that is so good. That's so good. Anyway.
So, but...
Sorry.
The reason...
I love pizza. It's my favorite food.
Sorry, in the morning. So, excuse me. The reason I'm going back to this focus is because pizza is the most profitable food in the world. It costs so little to do the dough, the toppings, whatever it is. So when you pay, what's the average pizza cost? $10? now? What is it? $9, $7?
A small pie at our local place that would feed two people is $17.
Wow. $17?
Crap.
Yeah.
Do you know
and
how
that's
much
no
it
toppings.
Costs?
That's just plain cheese.
Oh, my God. $17? You know that the
large
average
is like
pizza,
23.
The average pizza costs less than a dollar to make.
Yeah, it's the cheapest ingredients in the world.
Right, that's why there's so many of them around, because it's so cheap and there's so much profit in it.
Is that
the artisanal ones around here are 25 for a small.
Oh, wait, so, I thought you were talking about artisanal. That's at Papa John's there? Okay, that's
No, that's not Papa John's. That's like a regular in, get a couple slices, regular pizza joint. A small pie is 17 and the large is like 22 or 23.
Ooh.
And the artisanal small, the brick oven style, that's a small is like 25 or 26.
That's definitely a city thing, though, because it's way, way cheaper around
here. You're paying real estate taxes in order to buy a pizza.
Exactly.
Right. The food news continues to focus on Chipotle now, wondering whether they'll ever be able to recover from the problems they've had the last couple of years. Sick employees, customers getting sick, that sort of thing. So here in L.A. this week, we haven't talked about L.A. since Jennifer hasn't been around all week, and it seems when I come here, everything, it's all like, I must be the magnet. Is that what it is? That's probably it.
That's what it is.
The magnet.
Yep.
Anyway,
Listeria follows you, Dougie.
Yes, there it is.
Listeria follows you.
What? Not Listeria,
what a tagline.
Salmonella, or
Listeria
E. coli.
Listeria follows me.
Yes, wherever I go. So there's a problem here in L.A., and just because of the problem in one restaurant, the stock fell 5% this week.
It's always kind of teetering, though, ever since they had the big E. coli outbreak.
Yeah.
You know, it's so weird to me, though, because I've never been into an empty Chipotle. Every time I go, I still eat there. I still know a lot of people who eat there. Every time I go, it's still packed.
Yeah.
So I don't know where their stock is falling or where the people are that aren't going.
I feel sorry for Chipotle in a little way. I mean, they've had a lot of trouble with Listeria and E. coli and all that. But I've heard it's because they're one of the only restaurants that use fresh ingredients that they actually process at their own individual restaurants, and that leaves them a bit vulnerable for it.
They do it locally,
but would you rather take the risk on that, or do you want everything coming out of a facility at some of these other big fast food restaurants where everything's just processed in one place? I don't know. Crapshoot.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Literally.
That's a great point. I would definitely rather take a chance at Chipotle. But Chipotle, their CEO just stepped down. They've had a lot of changeover. And the founder, it wasn't just the CEO. He was the guy who started the whole thing. And so he was forced to step down, too. But I think Chipotle overall is a great product. Their queso dip was a disaster. No one liked it. But other than that, I still think it's great. I don't really get why they're always sort of down on their luck.
Isn't this funny? I'm staying at a place that's on Pico, and I'm just looking at where the problem was. It was on Pico. I went by the Chipotle on Pico this morning when I was driving to the 405. So this problem was first reported. I love this. Catch this website. Iwaspoisoned.com.
Oh, God.
It's like Yelp for food poisoning.
Iwaspoisoned.com. So anyway, this lets people report food safety concerns. There have been 4 reported incidents at this particular Chipotle on Pico, people getting sick in the past week. So anyway, that's too bad. Also in the food news department, I'm thinking about the trip that I'm taking over to Hawaii, where the Dole's plantation is. You've all heard about the Dole's plantation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is an interesting combination of things going on here. Dole's is involved in Star Wars in some way, shape, or form. And I'm not sure how. Dole selling fruits and vegetables marked with Star Wars stickers and logos as part of a campaign to get children to eat healthier. But I don't remember seeing any pineapple in the Star Wars movie this past week.
Well, no, it's not that. They've just all the stickers on all of their on all of their stuff. I actually saw this in the grocery store the other day. I kind of did a double take. I was like,
really?
What Star Wars has
Star
to do
Wars
with a head
to do
of
with
lettuce?
A banana. Yeah, right. Yes, we have some.
And then I thought, wow, I haven't seen the movie yet, but maybe there's some, like, vegetation or something, and Doug's really been good because he hasn't given us any spoilers.
So the promotion is called Unite for a Healthy Galaxy. And that's why they're trying to convince people that eating, and pineapple is good for you. All the things they sell are good. Pineapples and bananas and berries and cauliflower and lettuce and all the things that they grow. So, but it's interesting how they are marketing. Anybody and everybody wants to attach themselves to Star Wars. There'll be another, wait and see. $400 million just over last weekend. I'll bet you worldwide there'll be another $400 million in business with that thing over the course of this, from last week to the end of this week when Chuck does his report, Chuck Curry, our movie man. It's really, it's, what a phenomenon. And none of you have seen it. I'm not going to be, I was tempted on Monday, but I figured Kara would get in her car and drive up to my farm and she'd beat me herself. She doesn't like
it when
I
do
spoiler stuff. But it's a good movie. It's one. And it's so hopeful in a manner of speaking. But it is really, literally, out with the old and in with the new.
And I've seen it now, so you can't spoil it for me. But Yeah, don't spoil it for Victoria. See, that's how much I care. Is I didn't even say anything about seeing it because I don't even, you know.
Did you like it at least?
I really, really enjoyed it, and I think you'll like it too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of the pineapple plantation, why not give people a little bit of information? I don't know if this is advice or not. Jennifer, since you've been gone, you didn't hear that a number of people already have signed up for this trip to Hawaii in March that I'm taking. You can come with me.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's a great, it's a 13-day thing. Some people it's a little bit long, but Victoria said yesterday, can't believe the price. The price is when you consider all of the things. Get the brochure that you'll find at djvshow.com. There's a banner. There are a lot of banner ads at the bottom of the webpage. You can click on the one for a YMT Your Man Tours. There's a picture of me, Doug Steffen, going to Hawaii. Get all the details. See where we're cruising. See the places we're staying, what we're doing for time and food and all that good stuff. This is professional to the nth degree. Leaves on March 14th. You can come on along. 877-900-4574 also connects you with YMT. So you can get a brochure. They'll send it to you. They'll just send you. I don't know that you need the brochure. If you go to djvshow.com, see the banner ads, click on the one for the tour to Hawaii. You'll see all the information that's there. And then if you want to sign up, you call 877-900-4574. We already have a number of people signing up. I think the max we can take on this is 60. I think that's what they told me. But, you know, come on
Sounds
along.
Sounds like you might get maxed out then.
Yeah, it might be. There's all kinds of credits and things. You get instant credit and discounts. So start the investigation. And if you want to surprise somebody with a neat present for, and sort of an intimate present for Christmas, 877-900-4574. Wouldn't it be nice if you got a card and inside it said, or maybe you could put a picture of me inside of it, or a picture of a volcano, or a picture of whatever it is from Hawaii means something. And we're going together. 877-900-4574.
This report is brought to you by LG. Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSpoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG's smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together. So stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's time for our review of the hot hits in technology from this past week, the top five items. Victoria Keelan has done the research, so we'll start with Amazon at number five and work our way to number one. This is something that's new. Maybe it's not so new. It was new to me when you told the story earlier this week about Amazon Tube, Victoria.
Yeah, well, it was actually news to me as well, and a lot of people haven't realized that for the past better part of a year, Google has been battling with Amazon behind the scenes. Google owns YouTube, and so Google has blocked any Amazon tablet users from accessing YouTube videos. So if you were wondering if there was something wrong with your device, why you can't watch anything on YouTube, it's not you. It's really the behind the scenes, the powers that be really going back and forth. And so now Amazon has decided, like they often do, well, we're just going to create our own YouTube. And so they have this week filed for to get trademarks for Amazon Tube and OpenTube. And the descriptions in the trademark filings are pretty much identical to what YouTube is. And if this moves forward, if Google and Amazon can't come to some sort of peaceful agreement, you may end up seeing YouTube really shaking in their boots for 2018, because everything Amazon does, we know, it ends up just being sort of bigger, maybe not better, but certainly bigger than the competition.
Wow. How much bigger can they get? They buy out everything. Buy up everybody's business, no matter what it is.
Whew. Yeah. Well, like I told you, I was shopping in what is the only sort of shopping mall in Manhattan, in Columbus Circle, and what used to be the Barnes & Noble is now just called Amazon Books. And they put them out of business. So yeah. It could be Amazon Tube.
All right, let's get to number four on our way to number one. The top five items from the world of technology this week include a new rollout from Twitter.
Yes, Twitter has begun enforcing stricter policies on violent and abusive content, hateful images, symbols, and including anything that's attached to actual user profiles. Under the new guidelines, which they have been talking about doing for a while, human monitors at the company will actually weigh hateful imagery in the same way that they do graphic violence and adult content. And this was such big news for Twitter this week, the stock price went soaring. So if you think these types of things don't really apply to Wall Street, they do.
Number three this week, the North Koreans are the bad guys again.
Oh, yeah. White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert said this week that the United States officially has declared that North Korea was behind the massive cyber attack called WannaCry. It was also called WyCry. And that was earlier this year. Over 100-something million people were affected by this. Microsoft took a huge, huge hit. And so they're saying that they have now done all the research behind the scenes, and North Korea is directly responsible. They worked with the United Kingdom and Microsoft to do all this research, and all three came together with the same conclusion that North Korea was behind all this. One of the other interesting things that came from this is they have decided that the Russia-based company Kaspersky Lab, which makes a lot of government-type computers and software, the U.S. will no longer be doing anything with them, which is great news, I think,
so
for
does
us.
That mean
smart move.
That they won't sell to the public, or the government just won't do anything with
Kaspersky? Government computers will not be... U.S. government computers will not be buying anything from Kaspersky.
Yep. All right, got it. Number two, this is a focus on California, but it has, I think, significance for anybody around the country using a cell phone.
Absolutely. This is a story that just really put a lot of fear in a lot of people. The California Department of Public Health issued guidelines on how to minimize your exposure to radiation from your cell phone. Studies have, of course, found lower sperm count and sperm quality in men, various brain tumor issues, effects on learning and memory, headaches, different effects that it has on sleeping. Children and teens are particularly at risk because their brains are still developing. And some of California's recommendations are keep the phone away from your body as much as possible. Carry it in a purse or a briefcase. Don't keep it in your pocket. Reduce your cell phone use when the signal is weak. This is one that no one seems to know, but when you only have one or two bars, and if you're in a fast-moving car or a bus, that's when you're getting hit with the most radiation, because the phone is constantly working to connect to a tower, and it's just emitting so much more radiation, EMF, electromagnetic radiation. Yeah. And they also say reduce the use of cell phones to stream audio and video. That's another big one. You have to make sure that you're not doing that as well.
Older iPhone owners, look out for Apple. Number one.
Apple has made a big acknowledgement this week that old iPhones are purposely being slowed down to accommodate the new updates. A lot of people are not happy about this. They feel it on their phones. They know it's not working right.
All right. Updates. Everything disappointing in terms of speeds are concerned, it seems. All right, Victoria, it's good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.